So we're here at Fringe City. The Fringe is well underway. The sun has come out. People promise rain, but it ain't happening now. And I'm joined by...
Beth Hard.
Now, Beth, you're playing at Sweet Venues with Coming Home With Me. Tell us a bit about it.
So Coming Home With Me is done by a local Brighton-based theatre company called Girl Code Theatre. You can follow us on all social media. Set up by Maddie Ross, who's the writer and the director of the show. So she was interviewing Brighton residents about their experiences of sexual harassment on nights out, and the kind of the play follows three girls' journey on a night out and all the different levels of harassment that they encounter within that.
So that's a very topical subject. So is that based on personal experience?
Yeah, so everything is verbatim, which means that everything that we say is taken directly from the horse's mouth, as it were. So all of the interviewees it's all been cut up and made into a story arc. It's a very personal show, so a lot of what we're dealing with can be quite upsetting material, but I think the beauty of the play lies in having the good, the bad, like the happy and the sad. Like it's not all doom and gloom, and it's as much as it's a journey of quite a serious subject. We definitely like to play with that and play with the lightness of that and the relatability factor, which I think a lot of our audience members have definitely felt, of going, I know that. That's happened to me. Like,
so it holds up a bit of a mirror.
Yeah, very much. And you just go, oh my God, this is so endemic. Like, everyone who's come to see it has gone, I know what you mean. Like, I understand that. And I think that's been a great part of it, is feeling validated by this sort of smaller incidents that I think a lot of women end up brushing under the carpet or trying to just move on from.
And for people that haven't seen verbatim theatre and think, well, that looks interesting. So verbatim theatre takes exactly what people have said. But what would be the, from an artist's point of view, a writer's point of view, the advantage then in doing that rather than just having the license to capture the essence in your own words?
I think verbatim just, it cuts like right to the truth of what you're trying to talk about. I mean, obviously, the writer's written questions to ask the interviewers, but it, especially as an actor as well, it gives that natural truth to what you're saying, and you're not trying to inject or find it, because what you're saying is already, because someone's already said that and already felt that, you've got the raw emotion of that. And I think that's what's excellent about it, is that it's so natural in that way, and I think that's how it links into the relatability.
So it's natural, it's raw, that makes it relatable because it's in the words of people.
Yeah.
But then the second part of it is you always start with more material than you can have in your half an hour. So what is that editing process? And how do you keep the truth when you're having to make choices about what's in and what's not?
It's an interesting question. As one of the actors in the show, I wasn't much there for the editing process. That was mainly Madeline Ross, our director, who was excellent. So obviously she had to do a lot of editing, and she had to cherry pick the bits that felt perhaps the most effective, that cut sort of deepest to the core of what the play is trying to talk about, which is kind of a truthful experience of sexual harassment. So there's parts that are sort of extremely upsetting, which are almost unedited because of just the raw truth of it, whereas some other parts of it have been more cut up together to take the audience on a journey that is more interesting, that it's not just people sitting around having a chat, but it's people sitting around having a chat and it's engaging, and we're able to bring the audience with us.
So for you as an actor in that, I mean, does it impact on you? It must do, knowing that the words that you're speaking, you know, are people in places of suffering, you know, hurt, they're going to have to recover from what happened, and you're speaking their truth. That's different to, say, from a fictional script. Do you have to carry something there and deal with it?
I think it's been quite an emotional journey, and I think from the outset we were all very much set on really kind of looking after each other in the process, knowing that we were dealing with such raw, vulnerable emotions. We really wanted to make sure that we were always checking in on each other.
And we looked after each other, because this is not just straight theatre, is it, in terms of there's a script and we learn it and someone made that up.
Yeah.
You're carrying, you know, the world around you onto the stage.
I think what a lot of people sort of talk about now, especially with the dialogue of things like triggering, like it can definitely sort of trigger things in your mind of a bit of things that have happened to you potentially in the past. And there have definitely been rehearsals where we've not felt 100% and something has kind of cut to something more emotional, but as an actor you learn how to maybe use that to your advantage, but we're always there to know that if we have gone a step far, we can sort of take time to cool off, talk about it, create that space where we can talk about it and feel validated and feel okay in that space to have a conversation about it. Because I think that's what the heart of the play is trying to talk about, is how do we talk about this thing without feeling belittled or minimized, and just be able to say, this thing's happened to me and I want to talk about it and I want to air it, like airing that so that you can understand it further, so that you can settle that and go, that's happened, but it doesn't affect me anymore, or that happened and maybe it does still affect me, but I know how to deal with that and deal with my own emotions. And as an actor you have to learn how to do that, but as a human you have to learn how to do that. But it was definitely a very conscious process about how hard hitting the material can be.
In some verbatim theatre that I've seen, particularly set up in Edinburgh where there's a lot of verbatim, absolutely people that have been interviewed, their words spoken on stage come to see it. Has that happened here?
Yeah, so opening night we had a lot of the interviewees come in and see the show, and that was a really lovely experience for, I think, both us as actors and them as interviewees, because I think they really appreciated hearing those words said on stage and put in a way that more people could understand and more people could see. And meeting them was quite a special thing, actually. It felt quite a lot like a gift. Like, you've given me your experiences and your stories, and you've allowed us to go with that and travel with that and change things and dramatise things and show their story on stage. And so meeting them was really quite special, quite strange as well, when you've been listening to someone's voice for 3 months and then all of a sudden they're in front of you. But it was a really great experience, and I think that they were all very positive. But it was quite upsetting to them as well, I think. It sort of, when it all came together. But as Girlcode, like we're working with some charities. We're working with Survivors Network and Good Night Out. So Survivors Network and Good Night Out train people to be zero tolerance on harassment on nights out. And Survivors Network is about helping people like overcome experiences that they may have had. So knowing that we're facilitating help for people that might want or need it after seeing an emotionally vulnerable show like that.
So this sounds like a very important play, and it's locally produced as well by a local company here at Brighton Fringe. Thanks so much for talking to Fringe Review.
Thank you very much.